It's time for your RateHarp Toronto Market Brief, the local read on your market. Brought to you by RateHarp.com, free smart tools for buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing in Canada. Today's headline, Toronto housing market shows signs of life amid falling prices. Here's what you need to know. What's moving in Toronto? The Greater Toronto Area, GTA, is witnessing a notable uptick in home sales, with a 6% increase reported in May alone. This marks the third consecutive month of rising sales, a trend that many real estate experts are cautiously optimistic about. Despite the positive sales figures, it's important to note that home prices have dipped nearly 5%, suggesting a complex landscape where affordability is becoming a critical driver for buyers. The current rate snapshot shows a 5-year fixed mortgage rate at 4.73% and a 5-year variable rate at a higher 6.3%, contributing to the shifting dynamics of the market. In a market like Toronto, affordability is the key that unlocks buyer interest, even amid falling prices. This increase in sales is particularly significant given the overall context of the market. The decline in prices, coupled with the rising sales figures, indicates that buyers are starting to return, perhaps emboldened by the sense that the market may have reached a more favorable entry point. While the 10-month high in sales can be seen as a positive indicator, it also raises questions about sustainability. Will this momentum continue as buyers navigate high interest rates and a cautious lending environment? As we delve deeper into the numbers, the affordability factor cannot be ignored. The current mortgage rates, while lower than they were during last year's peak, still present challenges for many potential buyers. The prime rate is currently at 7.2%, which directly impacts borrowing costs. As more buyers enter the market seeking affordable options, it will be interesting to see how the inventory levels respond. Are sellers willing to adjust their expectations, or will we see a continued imbalance between supply and demand? What it means locally. The fluctuations in the Toronto housing market are reflective of broader economic trends, yet they have a distinctly local flavor. Neighborhoods that were once considered out of reach are now seeing increased interest from first-time buyers and those looking to downsize. Areas that might have been overlooked in the past are becoming hotspots due to their relative affordability compared to the city center. This shift could lead to a more balanced market, where buyers have more choices and sellers must be more strategic in pricing their homes. However, it's crucial for both buyers and sellers to remain grounded in reality. The market may not be as vibrant as it once was, but the current conditions provide an opportunity for negotiation. Buyers should leverage the downward pressure on prices while being aware that the competition is still present, particularly in desirable neighborhoods. Sellers, on the other hand, may need to recalibrate their expectations and consider pricing their homes competitively to attract interest. As we continue to monitor these trends, it's essential to keep an eye on external factors that could influence the market. Interest rates, economic indicators, and government policies all play a role in shaping buyer sentiment and market dynamics. For now, the signs of life in the Toronto housing market are encouraging, but they also come with a caveat. Sustainability will depend on how well both buyers and sellers adapt to the evolving landscape. Key takeaways. The Toronto housing market is seeing a 6% increase in sales, indicating a resurgence in buyer interest. Despite rising sales, home prices have fallen nearly 5%, reflecting a complex market dynamic. Affordability remains a key driver for buyers, influencing their decisions amid high interest rates. That's your RateHarp brief. Whatever your next move, buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing, it's all free at RateHarp.com. See what you could save, set your dream rate with RateWatch, check what your home is worth, and talk to a licensed expert. Smart money stays informed. Until next time, I'm Marcin Migdal. Keep making sense of the Canadian market.